purpose of this recording is to provide information about integration within the mental health system. This is one of a series of audio recordings developed by WA Primary Health Alliance looking at mental health within primary health care. The information in this recording was accurate at October 2020. What is integration? In mental health contexts, integration refers to the organisation and management of mental health and social care services so that people experiencing mental illness get the care they need, when they need it, in ways that are user-friendly. Integration results in a more holistic system of care and support focused on the needs of the individual, whilst also making the best use of the available funding and resources. Integration is best seen as a continuum rather than as two extremes of integrated or not integrated. It occurs when staff and organisations work across professional, institutional and jurisdictional boundaries to provide seamless care for people experiencing mental health issues. Integration requires the development of flexible and continuous processes and care pathways. The aim is to provide services which can easily be navigated and feel joined up by the people that use them. In an integrated mental health system, the different services involved in supporting the individual, including services from other social services sectors such as housing, disability and the justice sectors, share information and work together in a coordinated way to address the health and social care needs of the individual, ensuring they receive the care or support needed in the right place at the right time. Integrated approaches enhance continuity of care as an individual moves between phases of care, medical complexity, and service locations due to their specific needs. This means, for example, that a consumer doesn't have to retell their personal story multiple times to multiple services because effective mechanisms for sharing information between service providers are in place. Integrated approaches also lead to greater efficiencies, making the best use of mental health funding to address gaps and avoid duplication of services. Achieving integrated planning and service delivery at a regional level is priority area 1 of the 5th National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Plan. WA Primary Health Alliance is leading the development of joint regional plans for the 3 Western Australian Primary Health Network regions, Perth North, Perth South and WA Country. The joint regional plans will provide a regional platform for addressing many problems which people with lived experience of mental illness or suicide and their carers and families currently face. This includes fragmentation of services and pathways, gaps and duplication and inefficiencies in service provision. For more information about Western Australia's joint regional planning, please visit www.waphaa.org.au.